We wanted to walk through some managed care topics today in sort of a very common sense, user-friendly way, focusing on payment challenges because it's all about the money, right? So the topics that we're going to walk through today are two elements of out-of-network reimbursement trends and problems. One sort of area we're going to talk about is different rules for different claims, because when you're out of network, there isn't, by definition, a contract governing how you get paid, so the type of claim matters. The other is out-of-network patient management, because sooner or later, if you do have an stream of out-of-network patients coming through your facility or your office, then you need to understand the rules at play for sort of managing that patient population. We're also going to talk briefly about the 340B program, which has become prominent enough in the industry that it has a little bit of a managed care nexus now, so Don's going to walk through that. Somehow, even though I'm the moderator, I got payment disputes, so we're going to talk about what happens when the money stops flowing, or you think it should be flowing, but it never started, so we're going to talk a little bit about payment disputes, and then Jim's going to close out by talking about some unique aspects of the payment issues in the Medicare Advantage space, and hopefully we'll get all through all of that and have some time for questions. But the first topic is going to be one that Jim's going to handle on different rules for different claims.
Okay, thank you, Leah. I looked over the attendee list, and I saw a lot of healthcare providers, obviously law firms, I saw government. Do we have any health plan lawyers in the audience? Good one over there. Any others? I promise I won't call on you. you guys may have some interesting questions at the end. What I want to talk about, again, we're orienting toward the increasingly common situation of being out of network with no contract, which comes up with all kinds of networks, narrow networks associated with health insurance exchanges. It comes into play with emergency services quite often.